Track 1, heading introduction. This is the Midwestern Community News, the Midwestern Regional Council Community Newsletter for July 2022. This audio copy is issued by the Midwestern Regional Council for the use of print handicapped residents. Spelling will be quoted for important, difficult or unfamiliar words or names. Photographs, sketches, diagrams, charts, etc. will be described in brief as far as possible and their captions will be read. Page numbers will not be read, but the reading is arranged by subject in tracks, organised as outlined in Track 2, Index of Tracks. Track numbers and titles will be announced. Remember, if you're playing a CD version, you can, by using the skip button on your CD player, listen to any track you choose without having to listen to the whole recording to do so. This facility is not available on downloaded versions. Track 2, heading Index of Tracks, helps you find your way around the recording. Track 1, Introduction, explains how the document will be read. Track 2, Index of Tracks, this track now playing. Track 3, Masthead. Track 4, $91 million works budget in 2022-23. Track 5, From the Mayor's Desk. Track 6, 2022 New South Wales Top Tourism Award, Mudgee wins again. Track 7, Selfless Work and Dedication of Locals Recognised. Track 8, News in Brief, there are 7 items. Track 9, Illegal Firewood Collection Targeted. Track 10, Sell Your Cattle at Mudgee Sale Yards. Track 11, Congratulations Family Daycare Educators. Track 12, Your Council Representatives. Track 13, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Track 14, Events Calendar, July to August. Track 15, Contact Midwestern Regional Council. The reading will now commence with Track 3. Track 3, heading Masthead. Midwestern Regional Council Community News for July 2022. There is a sketch in black and white, no shades of grey, giving the impression of a silhouette of a rural scene showing rolling hills with a few trees on the skyline. At one point below the horizon, there is an orchard of white trees. Over a gorge is a six-legged steel trestle bridge, which a man on a tractor has just crossed as he makes his way along a fenced road to a farm complex, complete with sheds, a water tower, a house, a windmill, and a silo. Track 4, heading $91 million works budget in 2022-23. Council's 2022-23 operational plan has been adopted and includes a budget of $91 million in capital expenditure. The operational plan outlines Council's budget for the 2022-23 financial year and the activities and projects that will be funded. The focus of this year's budget is maintaining existing service levels and infrastructure. Among the capital works budget is $30 million committed to roads, bridges and footpaths, including major safety upgrades on Hill End Road, Wallar Road and the Bylong Valley Way. As our communities grow, Council is growing infrastructure and services to meet this demand, including $3.3 million for the expansion of Mudgee Landfill Cell and a further $2.9 million to increase the capacity of Mudgee Waterhead Works to meet the needs of new development and our growing population. The operational plan has been developed with consideration to community plan proposals submitted by residents. Residents put forward a variety of submissions and Council has delivered on some of these requests with $20,000 set aside for improvements to the Rylstone River Walk, $100,000 this year and $216,000 ongoing annually for the Midwestern Youth Services Program to provide youth-focused activities and events across the region. The operational plan is available on Council's website, midwestern.nsw.gov.au. There is a large illustration of the Mudgee water treatment tanks and equipment with storm clouds in the background. Superimposed on this image are three categories of budget expenditure: roads, bridges and footpaths, waste and wastewater, and parks and sports grounds. Track 5, heading From the Mayor's Desk. I'm pleased to announce this year's operational plan, which includes Council's budget for 2022-23, has been approved. This is the first operational plan for our new Council and sets out a clear path for Council's spending and priority projects for the next 12 months. The operational plan is accompanied by an all-new delivery program and community plan. The community plan is Council's highest level strategic plan that has been created after consultation with the community on where we are and where we would like to be. The delivery program is a four-year plan that sets out actions to achieve these goals. In exciting news, Mudgee has been named the New South Wales top tourism town with a population over 5,000 for the second year in a row. I'd like to recognise the efforts of Mudgee Region tourism staff as well as all of our local tourism operators for delivering such high quality and diverse tourism experiences. Tourism is extremely important to our economy, and this recognition is fantastic for the region. Mayor Des Kennedy. Track 6, heading 2022 New South Wales Top Tourism Award. Mudgee wins again. Mudgee has been named the 2022 New South Wales Top Tourism Town with a population over 5,000 for the second year in a row. Mudgee claimed the award presented by Business New South Wales in May, winning against 13 other towns in the state. Mudgee will now represent New South Wales at the Australian Top Tourism Town Awards later this year. Additionally, after claiming the title in both 2021 and 2022, Mudgee will be inducted into the New South Wales Top Tourism Awards Hall of Fame. The tourism industry is essential to our local economy, delivering $157.6 million annually. Council recognises this value and works hard to support local tourism and event operators, delivering and attracting major events and infrastructure that support tourism and other key sectors in our local economy. There is a large photo of Mudgee CBD with a clock tower, hills in the background, and rows of trees with autumn leaves. Track 7, heading, Selfless Work and Dedication of Locals Recognised. Following Volunteer Week celebrated last month, Council would like to acknowledge and thank its dedicated team of Meals on Wheels and Mudgee Community Transport volunteers. Meals on Wheels volunteers give up their time to deliver meals to vulnerable community members each week, including public holidays. It's not just meals. Volunteers provide social interaction and a friendly well-being check-in. Similarly, community transport drivers give their time and companionship to the elderly and members of our community living with a disability, delivering them safely to a variety of appointments and activities locally and throughout the region. Council's volunteers play an integral role in our community and are essential to allow the continuation of these much-needed local services. Council gives sincere thanks to these individuals for all that they do for our community. If you are interested in volunteering, details can be found on Council's website. 5 Meals on Wheels volunteers are pictured standing in front of a Meals on Wheels service vehicle. Track 8, heading News in Brief. There are 7 items. Winter Reading Program. Have you registered for the library's Winter Reading Program yet? This year's theme is Season of Mystery. Get involved and borrow books, puzzles and DVDs. Attend author events, book groups, trivia nights and more. 12 wintry weeks, 12 tales of mystery and suspense. Find out more via Council's website or register at mwrclibrary.eventbrite.com.au. Pedestrian safety upgrades. A pedestrian refuge has been installed at the intersection of Perry and Denison Streets, Mudgee, to improve pedestrian safety and access in this area. Council secured $196,000 in grant funding through the Australian and New South Wales Government Roads Safety Program to deliver the project, which also included updated school zone line marking at Ulan, Ilford, Candace, Rylstone and Lou. Go Plastic Free this month. As part of its ongoing commitment to reduce plastic waste and protect our environment, Council is encouraging residents to take the Plastic Free July challenge. Follow Council's Facebook page for tips and tricks on how to reduce single-use plastic, or visit plasticfreejuly.com.au. Disaster dashboard. Did you know you can view local emergency information online anytime with Council's Disaster Dashboard? The online dashboard displays real-time emergency updates such as road closures, power outages, fire and flooding incidents, as well as useful information on disaster preparedness and recovery. View the Disaster Dashboard on Council's website. National Tree Day. Council will host a Tree Day event at the Broadview Estate, end of Steel Drive, on Sunday the 31st of July between 10 a.m. and 12 noon. Residents are invited to come along and plant trees and shrubs. Gloves, tools and refreshments will be supplied. Please bring a hat and enclosed shoes. The day will end with a free barbecue for volunteers at 12 noon. For more information, visit Council's Facebook page. Community news online. Did you know you can receive community news direct to your email inbox each month? Stay up to date with all the latest Council news, events and activities happening throughout the region. Sign up at midwestern.nsw.gov.au/community-news. You can also find community news videos on Council's Facebook and YouTube channel. Plastic bags now banned. Lightweight plastic shopping bags are now banned in New South Wales as of the 1st of June 2022. The New South Wales Government ban is the first in a series of single-use plastic phase-outs. From the 1st of November, these items will also be banned. Single-use plastic straws, stirrers, cutlery, plates, bowls and cotton buds, expanded polystyrene foodware and cups, and rinse-off personal care products containing plastic microbeads. Track 9 heading, illegal firewood collection targeted. Winter has arrived and it can be tempting to collect firewood from roadside reserves, but residents are reminded that removal of timber from council roadsides is strictly prohibited. Approval must be sought for tree removal on roadside reserves near private boundary fences, including dead tree removal, and penalties can apply. Fallen logs, dead trees or stags, and healthy plant communities in roadside reserves provide valuable habitat for native wildlife and are important corridors between remnant patches of bushland. Roadsides within the region are home to over 300 threatened plants and animals and are extremely important in conserving biodiversity, especially within cleared areas such as rural farming communities. Council is committed to protecting threatened species and conserving our natural environment for future generations. Firewood collection permits can be sought from some state forests via Service New South Wales. Reports of illegal firewood collection, tree clearing and dumping of waste within roadsides should be made by contacting Council. To search for or report a sighting of a threatened species within the region, visit Council's website at midwestern.nsw.gov.au/threatened-species. Pictured at right is a section of sealed road in the Mudgee area, with large trees along the roadside and the sun rising in the background. Track 10 heading, sell your cattle at Mudgee Sale Yards. The Mudgee Regional Sale Yards is a community facility owned and maintained by Council, located at 61 Abattoirs Road, Mudgee. Up to 35 sales are held at the yards each year, with regular prime sales of cattle and sheep held fortnightly on Wednesdays, and store cattle sales held on the last Thursday of each month. Sales consistently attract strong prices and highly respected local bloodlines, with the recent Angus Breeders sale attracting over 1,000 head of cattle. To find out more, contact the sale yard supervisor on 6378 7250. That's sale yard supervisor on 6378 7250, or visit Council's website. Prospective buyers and sellers at a sale at Mudgee Regional Sale Yard are shown at left. Track 11, heading, Congratulations, Family Daycare Educators. Educators at Council's Family Daycare Service have recently been recognised in the National Excellence in Family Daycare Awards. Congratulations to Julie Crow of Mudgee and Zoe Wykes of Wellington, who were nominated in the Educator of the Year category, recognising their outstanding efforts in delivering high-quality early childhood education and care to local children. Finalists and regional award winners will be announced later this month. Operating for more than 30 years, Midwestern Regional Family Daycare currently supports 12 accredited educators in Mudgee, Gulgong, Candos, Rylstone, Wellington and surrounding areas who provide care for more than 90 children in their homes. The scheme is currently looking for quality educators like Julie and Zoe to join the team. To learn more, get in contact on 6378 2730, that's 6378 2730, or visit Council's website at midwestern.nsw.gov.au/family-day-care. The photo shows educator Julie Crow with children Landon, Corey, Hallie and Charlie. Track 12, heading, Your Council Representatives. There is a head and shoulders photo of each of the nine councillors. Councillor Des Kennedy, Mayor, 6378-2850. Councillor Sam Payne, Deputy Mayor, 0407-225-285. Councillor Paul Cavalier, 0403-995-533. Councillor Katie Dicker, 0407-234-849. Councillor Alex Caravas, 0428-670-905. Councillor Robbie Palmer, 0407-246-381. Councillor Peter Shelley, 0403-156-405. Councillor Phil Stoddart, 0407-208-730. And Councillor Percy Thompson, 0428-740-226 and 6374-0226. Track 13, heading, Live, Work, Invest, Visit, Live. Some on-street parking locations within Mudgee CBD will change from all-day parking to a two-hour limit from the 1st of August to improve accessibility for all. Changes have been made at Market Street, outside Council's Customer Service Centre and Robertson Park, Mortimer Street, outside St Matthew's School and the Oriental Hotel, and Church Street, outside First National and the Central Motel. A separate location on Perry Street, outside Mudgee Community Preschool and Robertson Park, will have a two-hour limit between 8:30 and 2 p.m. Monday to Friday. Work. Midwestern Regional Council is an award-winning organisation offering a range of career opportunities in areas such as admin, planning and development, water supply, parks and gardens, libraries, operations and community services. Council is an equal opportunity employer and values diversity in its people. For current positions vacant, go to Careers on Council's website. Invest. The region's unemployment rate is sitting at 2.4%, the lowest it has been in more than 11 years. This is well below both the Orana region and New South Wales unemployment rates of 4.1% and 4% respectively. The region's unemployment rate has been sharply declining since December 2020. Council supports local businesses to source employees through the region's official employment platform, mudgeeregionjobs.com.au, where businesses can connect with job seekers and list vacant positions completely free of charge. Visit. A new exhibition will be unveiled at Mudgee Arts Precinct on Friday the 1st of July. Mating Dance by Anna Willie Highfield comprises of large-scale paper brolga sculptures suspended like marionettes in courtship formations celebrating Australia's principal dancing bird. The exhibition will be accompanied by an original sound composition and is on show until the 18th of September. The precinct is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and entry is free. Track 14, heading Events Calendar July-August. 3rd to the 10th of July, NAIDOC Week. Council recognises NAIDOC Week 2022, celebrating the history, culture and achievements of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. This year's theme is Get Up, Stand Up, Show Up. 8th to the 9th of July, Mudgee Small Farm Field Days at AREC. 2022 will be the 44th Mudgee Small Farm Field Days. More information and tickets at mudgeefielddays.com.au. 20th of July, Midwestern Regional Council Meeting at Council Chambers, Market Street, Mudgee from 5:30 p.m. Meeting live stream available on Council's website. 31st of July, National Tree Day at Broadview Estate, Mudgee. Bring a hat and enclosed shoes. Gloves, tools and refreshments provided. Free barbecue at 12 noon. 5th to the 7th of August, Town Hall Cinema at Mudgee Town Hall. Held on the first weekend of each month, adults $15, children and concession $10 and children under 5 free. Information on Council's website and Facebook. 21st of August, Mudgee Running Festival. Celebrating its 20th anniversary, the Mudgee Running Festival will include 4 courses. More information at mudgeerunningfestival.com.au. Please note, all information was correct at the time of publication. Events may be subject to change based on health orders. Please contact event organisers for further details. Track 15, heading Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Stay up to date with council news as it happens. Like Mid-Western Regional Council on Facebook. Follow at Choose Mudgee Region on Instagram. Midwestern Regional Council address, 86 Market Street or Post Office Box 156, Mudgee 2850. Telephone 02-6378-2850 or 1300-765002. Fax 02-6378-2815. Email council@midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Website midwestern.nsw.gov.au. This is the end of the reading for the Midwestern Community News for July 2022. Your volunteer narrator has been Jean Reed.